We are on Kiddushin Daf Chaf. Kiddushin Daf Chaf, that means almost about halfway through the parak, halfway through this longest parak of, one of the longest parakim in Shas, if not the longest, 40 blat, and Daf Mem Aleph is the second parak. But now we are still in the discussion of Eved Ivri. We have a little bit of Agarata today, but let us get in, not really Agarata, but you'll see a little bit different. But we are on Yutes Amabes. Yud Tes Mem Beis, we're talking about Yud and selling an Amma Ivriya. So the Gemara had mentioned the idea, had brought up the Machlokas Tanaim, can a person sell his daughter on condition that Yud does not take place? Can he do that? On condition that Yud does not take place. Your mayor says yes. Mayor says you could do that. And the Chacham say, no, of course not, because Masana Mashkas Batorah, you can't make a Tanai against what it says in the Torah. And if you do, then the Tanai falls away. That was the last point we made yesterday from Tosafos, and the Ma'aseh is still Kayim. Ask the Gemara, doesn't Rameir agree to that principle? Right? By a case of a marriage, where he tries to get married, Amalach She'in Lech Sherek Tosfa Ona, it doesn't work. So the Gemara answered, Amar Chizkiya, let's pick up with that answer, right across from the Shmos Chaf Aleph, Amar Chizkiya, Shaini Hacha, to Amar Kral La'ama. The difference is different here, according to Rabbi Meir, because it says la'ama, the extra word la'ama, pa'amim, she'ina mochra el la'ama bilvad. Sometimes she's only sold to be an ama, right? Meaning not a isha, not a wife, just an ama. And that's why even the Rabbi Meir usually holds that you're not allowed to be in Masal Mashkas of a Torah, even in Mamanis, right? Even in Mamanis against Rabbi Yehuda. Still here, there's a special drasha that it works because it says la'ama. And according to the Rabbanan who say it does not work, right? It does not work. So then what do they do with the word la'ama? They use it for the following braisa. La'ama malameh shemochra lipsulim. What does he use? They use la'ama to teach me that she can be sold to psulim. That's what he mentioned yesterday. Chayve lavin. Rashi here says, gives another example. Mamzer v'nasin. She'ena rashay liyayid. A mamzer or a nasin that also you're not allowed to do yid to. So la'ama does not mean that you're allowed to sell according to the Rabbanan on condition that yid doesn't take place, but you're allowed to sell to someone who you can't do yid to. That's what la'ama means according to the Rabbanan. V'halo dinu, because you might have said, but the Gemara says, what do you mean? Why do you need a pasuk for that? Kavachomer, that you should be able to sell to Psulim. Why? In Mekadshob L'Psulim, if the father has the power to be Mekadesh her to Psulim, right, because Kedushin or Tovsim L'Chai V'Lavin, Loim Karen L'Psulim, he shouldn't be able to sell her L'Psulim. What's the difference? What's the difference between regular Kedushin and a Mechira for Amar Aviyah? So what do you need a Pasuk for? You need a Pasuk to tell me that he can sell her to Psulim? He can be Mekadesh her to Psulim. That's always the example given that when the daughter is nanas or mefuta, that the boshes is to the father because the father's in charge because the father could give her over to a menuva lemuchashchin. You know, the father could be mekadesh or do whoever he wants. Says the Gemara, why do you need a pasuk for it that he can marry you off to psulim? It should be a kavachomer, just like kiddushin to psulim, so to mechira. Somewhere says no, that's not a good kavachomer. Why? Mala makadsha lipsulim shekin adam mekadesh vidok shinara. By kiddushin, the father has stronger rights than by mechira. How do you know that? He can marry her off when she is a na'ara, right? 12 to 12 and a half. She's already a gdola, but she's still in reshus with the father regarding kiddushin. Yib karena lepsulim, she ain't the mochras biduk, she na'ara. Rhetorical question. When it comes to mechira, he can't sell her when she's a na'ara. Right? If he sold her already when she was a ktana, she goes free when she turns a na'ara. So he for sure cannot sell her. So you see that kiddushin, he has more power than mechira, so you can't make any kind of kavachomer, tamalomer. That's why you need the pasuk to teach me la'ama shmelami shemochra lepsulim. Right, that's why you need the pasuk to teach me of la'ama, to teach me that he could sell her to psulim. Mechas chinuch, again, this I'm quoting a lot of mechas chinuch lately, but it's all in mitzvah mem gimel. So we want something to do over the next couple of days, just do mitzvah mem gimel. He talks about everything under the sun here. He, Venir Ali, he says in Os Chav Zayin, related to this Gemara also, does yid have to be marriage, or could it even be Erison? The Gemara asked before, does yid Erison Ose or Nisuan Ose? But let's assume it's Erison Ose. Are you mekayim the mitzvah if you never live with her? You have to do nisuin. Why? He says, "Mashu from the lashon of the chinuch." What does the lashon of the chinuch say? "Liyayid amah evria, klomar sheoso yisrael shekana am evria, yis sheyisa ena lo leisha o yitnena libno leisha." That's marriage type of language. So it says in Menachas Chinuch, he thinks that if Adon does yud and then divorces her, then devote. You could bring a room over here if you want to put your Gemara down here.
No, it's fine.
If you want, if he does yid to her and then divorces her and then, you know, does not marry her again, he did not do the mitzvah. He did not do the mitzvah. Lo ki e mitzvah aseh. That's what the Minchas Tanach assumes. Here we're talking about kiddushin. But that's what he assumes. By the way, I don't think we ever mentioned the Shorish HaMitzvah in the Sefer HaChinuch, the Tam HaMitzvah behind Yud. Why is there this option of Yud in the context of Amei Evriya? So the Sefer HaChinuch says it is a Chesed. It's Chazdei Hashem. Mishorish HaMitzvah Sherichim HaKel Al Ha'aniya HaNimkeres V'Al Havia Shenitz Tarech LaMachra. We mentioned the Rambam says you're only allowed to sell the daughter if he doesn't have any food to eat. If he has nothing. So the Hashem had rachmanis on this poor girl who has nothing to eat. So she's going to get into a context where she will have to be supported. And on the father, v'tziva hakone osa, lisa osa leisha, and the kone can have her just as a shivcha. You have to marry her. V'lasosa giveret, lisa osa leisha, make her a giveret, make her a missus. Ki keil rachum v'chanun ata, because Hashem has rachmanis. V'yemein hakone chafetz ba la'atzmo, she'isena l'bno, ki gam ala ben aduneha tismach v'tagel. Right, even if she marries the prince, you know, it's still enough. So that's what's behind the mitzvah, the Tama mitzvah of Yid.
According to our mayor, where you can buy her on condition that the Yid wouldn't take place,
mm-hmm.
He wanted to turn around and do Yid anyway.
According to our mayor, to marry her, he married her on condition that Yid doesn't take place, and then the Adon turns and does Yid to her.
He bought her
on condition, and then he does Yid, so then you could say that the whole Mechira falls away, because it was on condition, so then he... Then he's not allowed to marry her because she's a ketana. Then you have to go back to the father. Most Rishonim the Kiddushin didn't know, especially if you say that. Then it has to do with the father. Vayter, four lines from the bottom. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Elazar argues on the above, and he says, Imalami Shemochel Psulim, the pasuk can't be teaching me that you're allowed to la'ama, that he can sell it to Psulim. No, Harikvar Nemar, I already know that he can sell it to Psulim. Why? Because it says, Imra'a Be'enei Adoneha. If it is bad in the eyes of the master. So the pashas of the pasuk means it's bad, he doesn't want to do yid. But with darshin, what does it mean in ra'a? If he does yid to somebody who is ra'a. Shera'a b'nisu'eha. That is evil in the marriage, which means psulim, says Rabbi Eliezer. So you don't need a pasuk of la'ama to teach me you can marry her to psulim. So matam alama la'ama. So what's la'ama? Malami shemochra l'krovim. La'ama means you can even sell it to krovim, to a relative, again, where yid would not be possible. So she would only be la'ama. She would still only be la'ama. Ask the Ritva, aren't krovim also ra'a? Psulim are included in the word ra'a, according to Rabbi Eliezer. So krovim are included in psulim, or at least they both should be included in ra'a. So the Ritva says, you can't call something ra'a unless it exists. You can't call that a bad marriage until it's a marriage. To krovim, there's no tefisas kiddushin. So it's not called ra'a b'nisu eha. Right? It's not a nisuin. Trying to marry your sister, that's a tried marriage, that's nothing. So says the Ritva, Pirish Avakav the Kedushin Tofsin Ba Ra Hilakaima. Avalakrovin Shane Kedushin Tofsin Ba Lo Shaykh Lamikre Ra. Right? It's not shy, some things are anti-definitional. Like you say a women's minion. I'm gonna think of the women's minion. Right? Because a minion by definition is 10 men. Okay, sometimes for Persume Nisa, there might be a case where 10 Jews. 10 Jews might be my women, obviously, are included. Women have the same Kedushin Yisrael as men. Even though they don't say, they're not chayven as many mitzvahs, the same Kedushas Yisrael. Rav Moshe writes, that's why they could say the brachas on Zman Gromis, because they have the same Kedusha. Maybe not an Eved, maybe not an Eved Kanani, but a woman has the same Kedusha. But it's anti-definitional to say a women's minyan. See through here, it's anti-definitional to say a bad marriage, it's not a marriage. You didn't get to step one. So that's why the Ritva says, you need the extra pasuk of La'ama to say that he can marry you off the krovin. V'halodinu. Now the Gemara says, one minute, shouldn't it be a kavachomer? Im mochra lipsulim. Loyim karena lakrovim. If you're allowed to sell her to psulim, right, that was learned out from the pasuk. He doesn't marry her, he doesn't marry her to krovim. So Gemara says, Malamokhra lipsulim shem rasa liyad miyayid, at least when he sells her to psulim. If he wants to do yid, he can do yid. He can do yid. It's going to be tofes. Yimkrena lakrovim shem rasa liyad inim miyayid. I wouldn't have included it. I would not have included it in the pasuk because their yid is an impossibility, as we just emphasized from the Ritva. That's why you need the pasuk to teach me. Even though yid is not a possibility, even still, he still can sell her. Still can sell her. V'ra Meir Lipsulin? ? So how does Rabbi Meir know Lipsulin? Because remember, Rabbi Meir used the pasuk of La'ama to teach me that you can make a tanai. So how does he know Lipsulin? So Nafgalei Mehecha the Nafgalei the Rabbi Eliezer. He learns it out from the same place Rabbi Eliezer, meaning Ra'a. He learns it out from Ra'a. And Bikrovim, aye, so he used up all the psukim. La'ama teaches me that I can make a marriage on condition that there's no yid possibility. And Ra teaches me psulim. So how does he know krovim? The answer is krovim, he argues. Bikrovim zavala krabana, damri machra l'krovim. He holds that you're not allowed to sell to krovim, and that's what we mentioned yesterday from a bachanan. How could Rabbi Meir allow a marriage on condition that there's no yid, but he would not allow a marriage to krovim? Why doesn't he allow a marriage to krovim? Because yid is not possible. It's the same thing with a tanai. So the answer of bachanan said is he always be mevatel the tanai. Can be mevatel the tanai, and you could even say more fundamentally that a tanai is not inherent, as the Gemara uses a lashon in Ksubas, tanai milsa achrisi. A tanai is that this is still a shifchus of yud. He just created a minia. He created something withholding it. Unlike by krovim, it's not a shifchus that has that possibility. Rabbi Chanan didn't say that, but that might be a more fundamental way of saying what Rabbi Chanan said. Period. Tani chada mochor liavavei mochor lebeno. One brisa says a man is allowed to sell his daughter, right, to his own father, meaning the girl's grandfather. But he cannot sell his daughter to his son, brother and sister. And the other brisa says, no, you can't sell either to the father or to the son. So the Gemara says, Bishlama ina mochel olav lo lebno. I understand the brisa that says you cannot sell it to either one. Kerabana, that's like the Rabbana, that you can sell to krovim. Because in both cases, yid is not possible. Right? If a man, let's take the Shvatim. Let's take the Shvatim. And you have Yitzchak and Yaakov and Reuven. Right, so Yaakov selling his daughter. So Yaakov cannot sell his daughter to his father Yitzchak or his son Reuven, because in both cases there's going to be an Isser. Right, in both cases the daughter's not going to be able to marry because it's krovim in both directions. Ella mokra lavim mechol benokiman. What about the middle shita that says you can sell to the father and not to the son? Lokra banav lokra b'liaser. Could you sell to krovim or could you not sell to krovim? How can you be mechalik between the father and the son? So for our answers, the olam krabanan. Really, it's like the Rabbanan, that whole that you're not allowed to sell to Krovim. Why? Because yid is not possible. But the answer is, selling to the father leaves open one possibility of a yid. Mod Rabbanan hecha di'ika sa'. I'm sorry, selling to the father leaves open a possibility. Mod Rabbanan hecha di'ika sa'd yid. There is a possibility of a mutter yid. Why? Because if he sells to the father, let's say in our case, Yaakov, Yaakov sells to his father Yitzchak, so Yitzchak now will be miyaed, right, to another son, and then that now that's an uncle niece, and that's mutter according to the Torah, right? Because an uncle niece, because again, the middle Yaakov sells to his father Yitzchak, and now it's Yitzchak's granddaughter, and now if Yitzchak gives it to Esav. Right, in our case, so Esav and Dina, so then that's an uncle, what she was scared of, right? So Esav, that's a yid relationship, and that would be mutter because it's an uncle and a niece. After all, the Gemara says that it's a mitzvah to marry a niece, the Gemara says. Mitzvah lisa basachosa. It's just one word about that we mentioned in the past. This is the Tzavon of the Sefer Chassidim. Sefer Chassidim, of course, besides his regular Sefer Chassidim at the beginning, he has a whole list of items which he leaves for his Azhara, 56 items that you should be careful about, and then there's a Hosafa to this Rabbi Yehuda Chassid, but it's 56 main items. So number 22, Chav Beis, Lo Yisa Adam Basachiv Basachosa. Should not marry Yanis. Not marry Yanis. This is the example, one of the examples, but the main example that the Nodabi Yehuda gives in his, it's a well-known tshuva in Evin Ezer, in Chelek Beis Evin Ezer, Simen Ayin Tes, where he was asked about a certain shidduch. He said, "Shol b'davar shidduch hamedubar l'gisascha in Ben Torah v'yichzen rakshav shaskol yu hashini shem shaloh k'shem avi apsula." Problem is, what's wrong with it? He was asked about a shidduch, but the problem is that the father-in-law had been sick, so they added on a name to the father-in-law, and now the father-in-law has the same name as the potential son-in-law. And I know, says the Shoel, that that's not a good thing. Right, it's not a good thing. Alpi Kabbalah, the father and the son-in-law have the same name. So in the first paragraph, he says, "Lule havascha, without the love that I have for you, ain darki lo hashiv bin yarnim ke'ilu hadvarim." I don't usually answer shilas like this. She'ain lahem shorish b'talmud of a poskim. There's no basis for such a question in Shas or in poskim. And if the Nodeb Yehuda says that, even before computers, we know it's true. But because of the great love I have for you, I have to go outside my borders and really answer the question for you. You should know. Write this on your heart. Engrave it on your heart. It is usur for any posek to say anything against the Gemara. V'ha'omer davar listar kutso yud midivrei ha-Talmud lo yechashiv b'chlal chachmei Yisrael. Somebody says something against anything in the Gemara. You want to argue on a Rishon? Right? The Gro wants to argue on a Rishon? Okay. But to argue on anything in Shas? He doesn't quote it, but that's a line about Metzia, Ravina v'Ravashi sof ha-ra. You can't argue about it against anything in Shas. V'yamnam, but kishanu motzim echad michachmei Yisrael ha-muchzak b'torah b'yira. If you ever find a great Baal ha-Mesora that you know is the Baal Mesora, belisa fake, shekasav b'sefer davar ha-soser l'diver ha-Talmud, and he wrote something against Shas, you have one of two choices. Chayavim anu l'mashkini nafshin l'taretz dvarav shlo dibe rak l'sha'a. You have to say, he was only talking for a temporary, like a horat shah. Olu mishpacha pratis. V'divrei ha-Talmud heim ala kolel. And the Gemara is talking about everybody, and he's talking about it for this time or for his own family, and because that was the other choice, saying he's not one of the Baalei Masora, you don't want to say that. So that's what you have to say. V'chayotei bazeh anu motzim l'Rabbeinu Yehuda achasin b'tzavah shalo, dvarim shekimat asur lanu l'shomam. Right, if you look at the tzava, he says things that are asur. Ki hu omer shalo yisa basachoso. First example. U'b'gemara amr shu mitzvah. Hu amr shalo yisa avu b'no shtei achios. V'raf papa u b'no nasush b'nei shtei b'no shalab asura. Hu omer shalo yisu beis achim shtei achios. The Gemara talks about, right, 80 pairs of konim that married 80 pairs of sisters. Right, v'imhaya hachasid mitzav et tzava azu l'cha Yisrael, hari hu sosu l'divri ha-talmud v'ya asur lono l'kabal dvarin klau. And therefore, what do you have to say? Avala emes yoredarko, ki achasid lizaro acharab tziva l'doro, dore doros, ki ra'a beruach hakodesh, shizaro lo yetzlich b'zivugim be'ela. He had zeruach hakodesh, his family wouldn't succeed with these, and therefore, he's not being sosed to the Talmud. Right, that's what he says, but something that is not written in Shas, so he says that's what he says. Then he gets into this discussion about the names. This is not in the Gemara, and then he has the Musa that I mentioned in the past. I don't know why I get so many shilas regarding this. They don't care if the guy's a big Amaretz, and he has no Midas Tovos, and that they're not worried about. But if he has the same name as the son-in-law that they asked me about. So you have to get your priorities straight. That's a Shabbos Shuvah no Debi Yehuda. Simen Ayin Tes. But this is one of the examples. He asks, some other later Achronim, we have to know Debi Yehuda suggests that maybe this is quoted in the footnotes here. It's quoted in the footnotes in the Sefer Chasidim from the Evan Harosha, who says that maybe in this case, in the olden days, because he says nowadays we know that there's certain diseases that come up when very close relatives marry each other. So it could be in the olden days when people married L'shem Shamayim. So then they were protected, Shomer P'sayim Hashem, and that's why these Zivugim were Ola Yafeh. But already in the days of the Sefer Hasidim, it was not Ola Yafeh, and that's why he said not to have these marriages. So maybe that's why he knew that, but it was just he saw things were not the same anymore. Similar to what we discussed in Yevamos. The Yevamos that Yibam, you know, is not done anymore, and Chalitza is done, because people are not Niskavim L'shem Shamayim anymore. Okay, let's continue. That was all based on the Ikot Sad Yud. Okay, now we go on. Tana Rabbanon. Ibagapo Yavo Bagapo Yetzai. He's talking about, right, giving. Now we're back to an Eved Ivri marrying a Shifcha Kananis. Right, so the beginning of Mishpatim. Ibagapo Yavo Bagapo Yetzai. Right, if he comes in Bagapo, he goes out Bagapo. What does that mean? Begufo Nechas Begufo Yetzai. He goes in with his goof, he goes out with his goof. Where we'll explain it. What does Gapo mean? Alone. If he comes in alone, he goes out alone. So the Gemara will explain each one. What does that mean? What does that mean? He goes out with his guf, that he does not go out with Rashi Evarim. In Eved Kenani, we mentioned, goes out if the Adon knocks out his eye, his ear, one of the Rashi Evarim, so then he automatically goes free. And Eved Ivri does not go free automatically with that. That's not one of the Itzios of the Eved Ivri. The Shita L'Nodu L'Mi says, what's the drasha here? He only goes out begufo when he is shalem begufo, not when he is chaser begufo. That he gets paid for it. He gets paid for it, but he doesn't go free. Amale Abaya, 1 minute. Tahumi lo seize kaseso avadim nafka. I already know that idea that he does not go out with Yitzia with Rashi Ivarim from the pasuk that says lo seize he should not go out like the seize avadim of Evikinani nafka. So imi hasa. No, if only with that pasuk have I mean a nesav leidmei nev a nepo. I would have said no, the opposite. I would have said that never is better. Not only does he get paid for it, but he also goes free. Kamash Milan, that's why he shouldn't go out like Seis Avadim, and you have the pasuk of Begufo Nichnas to teach me it means he does not go out Berashei A Varm. Interesting discussion, just to mention it. The Rambam has a rule in, we know the Rambam has the 14 Shirashim, beginning of Sefer HaMitzvahs, so Shorash Shmini, says the Rambam says, you don't count Shalilos. What is Shalilos? Shalilos means realities. You only count Isurim, commands. Ein roi limno shalilas hachiyev ima hazara. If you just have a mitzius of a halacha that there's a it's just what does the Rambam call it? Shalilas hachiyev hu inyan acher v'hu shetishlol nasul minosei v'ein bo miinyan tzivu shum davar klal. Like lo achal ploni emesh. Ruvain didn't eat that yesterday. That's not there. No, it's just saying a story, saying something that's a reality. Lo shasa ploni ayayin v'ein Ruvain avi Shimon. Ruvain is not Shimon's father. You don't count realities. So what is one of the examples that he says is Lo Seise Kiseiso Avadim. Lo Seise Kiseiso Avadim is not a separate Lo Sase Daraisa. Lo Seise Kiseiso Avadim is just a reality. This Eved does not go free like that Eved doesn't go free. It's not a mitzvah, it's not a vera, just a din. And he argues on the Baha, because the Baha counts it. The Baha counts Lo Seise Kiseiso Avadim as an avera, as a losase, and the Ramban does his best trying to figure out why losik says avadim. What does it add that it's not just you learn something from it? It's not just a shalila. Okay, you can look at the Ramban and the Hasagas there, but that's the Rambam's rule, and he gives other examples as well. Rav Elazar ben Yaakov Omer. Now back to the Gemara. Rav ben Yaakov says the other idea, not begufo, but yechidi nechnas v'chidi yotzei. He goes out yechidi. Ma yechidi yotzei. What does that mean? Yechidi. Amar nachem bar yischa kachi kamar. This is what it means. Yesh lo ishu banim rabba mozal shivcha kananis. If the eved ivri had a wife and children coming in, then the master could give him a shivcha kananis. Ein lo ishu banim ein rabba mozal shivcha kananis. And if not, not. We mentioned before the idea. We're going to go backwards in history. The Tam Vadas or Sternbach, who says why is this? Because if he has a wife going in, so then he already knows what a Jewish marriage is about. Then there's no danger with giving him a shifcha, because he'll realize the Jewish marriage to an isha and to a shifcha. If he never was married before, and then he gets the shifcha kananis, then he's going to think this is what marriage is all about. You don't want to give him that false impression. So that's why, if begapo yavo, begapo yetzei. If he didn't have a wife going in, he doesn't even need a wife going out. Similarly, the chizkuni, by chizkuni. The chizkuni on the pasuk in Mishpatim says, Lefi pshuto, limda Torah derech eretz. What's lefi pshuto? I'm sorry, that's not what I wanted to say. Where's the lavush? The lavush in his commentary on Rashi says nearly. What's the reason for this halacha? Time of the mistavret k'mishum shikshiesh lo isha she'efshal l'kayim isus piri yivarivya b'ishto ayisraelis. If he already has a wife where you can b'kayim puravu, then lo akpid the Torah. So you have another wife to have kids from. That those children are not Jewish. Shifcha Kananis, the daughter of Shalom Shifcha Kananis. Avalam ein lo isha, she'ein lo makom, she'i kain peri verivya, lo ratzta hatar la harshos la adon, lasis la shifcha, la holer avadim. Ki avadim lo yim yuchasim acharav, she'evet ein lo yichus, and he wasn't a kain peri verivya yet. So that's why, and he doesn't have the opportunity right now, so that's why it only applies when there is a wife already, and not a, not if he doesn't have a wife. Oh, it says the Ishul Banim. That's the next point. The Tosas Arash says here, Beferish, either or. The Rambam sounds like both. The Rambam sounds like you have to have both wife and children. I think a couple days ago we had a suffix about this. The Rambam sounds like a wife and children, but the Tosas Arash here says Beferish, either or, not one does not have to have the children. Just one final point. The Chizkuni says, Lo Seitzik Eseis HaAvadim, the Pashas of the Pasuk. We learned the Drushas, right? Yitzias Shein Va'ayin, but says the Chizkuni, Lefi Pshuto Limda Tara Derech Eretz, Shalot Tehe Yatzanit, Kmo HaEved. She shouldn't go out like an Eved. She shouldn't be somebody who's always going out. Shirabo Meshagra Meshlechuso Bevalayla, the Rab says his Eved sends his Eved out day and night to do all of his callings, Be'ir V'chutzla'ir, V'koza Genai Le'isha, Ki Kol Kvuda Basmelach Pnima. And also she's a Ketana. Remember, she's a Ketana. Once she becomes a Gdola, she goes free. So that's what he says, that Then he adds, "Avolzu ein yisias akein shibtirza atal ibanos mimena atal baatzuchat yisend of hibanei yishalcha b'shem alava v'lotes mimchayel abaget." Right? Lotzei k'tei avadim. She should marry her and may have. He should marry her. The shulcha kanan should be married, and he goes into another pshat of lotzei k'tei avadim. Okay, let's continue. Where are we? Tanarabanan. Ready? Tanarabanan. The Mishnah Melech has a safek. What if he had a wife going in when they were married and then she died? So it might be nafkamina based on some of the reasons that we just gave. Tan Rabbanan. Now we're going to talk about Giron a little bit. Nimkar b'manav hishpiach v'amad amasayim. Let's say the Eved was sold for 100. He was sold for 100 and then he lifted some weights and now he's worth 200. Or the avoda that he does is now a more specialized avoda and now what he does is worth 200. Either way, now he's worth 200 if he would be sold. Now let's say he's trying to get out of the servitude, right? He's trying to pay off his servitude. So how do you know that you go by the lower amount? He only has to pay off 100. Not what he's worth now, but he was worth originally. Shinemar mi kesef miknaso. Learning that from the kesef of that he was sold from, that's what you go by. Nimkar b'masayim v'hechsef. What about the opposite? He was sold for 200 and then he got cheaper. V'yamad almana mi nashim hachashim l'almana. Also, you go by the just lower amount. Tomalamar kevishana. If you go by his years, and you dash it from there, what he's worth now. Ainly eved hanimkar lo v'kachavim. This is all applies to an eved sold to a guy. Hol v'nigal l'krovim yado atachtona. Since when an eved is sold to a guy, and obviously the guy are under our control, there is the possibility of geulas krovim, not only redeeming himself, but relatives redeeming him. So you already see that the adon has a lower hand. Yado atachtona. So that's how I know there at least. Then the servant can always go by the lower price. But nimkar li yisrael minalan. How do I know it applies to a yisrael too? Tamalomar sachar sachar l'gzer shafa. Period. Amar Abaya, hareni ki ben azai b'shuki tveria. Abaya says, I'm like ben azai in the Tveria marketplace. What does that mean? So Rashi quotes other Gemaras where ben azai sometimes went out into the shuk and he felt so good about his Torah learning. He used to tell people, ask me any shaila you have. I'm with it. I'm on it. So that's what Abaya said. Ask me any shaila. Amar lo what? The air of Tveria is also very good. Rabbanan said, okay. Michti, hani kroi, igalim edushin alakuli, vikashamin alakumra. Right, we could darshan these psukim of Mikasa Bignaso and the other ones that you could darshan alakulu alakumra. My chazit did darshan alakulu and edushin alakumra. Why do you make it easier for the Eved? Right, why do you darshan alakula? Why not alakumra? So where it says, lo saka daitach. No, there's no havamina otherwise. Because the Torah already is easy on him. So if the Torah is easy on him, we follow suit. Where is the Torah easy on him? Kitanya. Kitovlo imach. Imach b'mayachal. Imach b'mishteh. He's with you. He, the servant, should be with you with eating and drinking. Shlotehe ato chalpas nakiya. V'hu chalpas kibar. You shouldn't eat fresh bread. And he'll eat stale bread. Ato shosin yayin yashin. V'hu shosin yayin chadash. You drink old, good wine. And he drinks new wine. Ato yashin agabi emoch. V'hu yashin agabi ateven. You get a mattress and he gets the straw, right? He's got to be, right? So the Torah is makel on him. Right? Anybody who's Konan Eved Ivri is like he's being Konan Adon. He's being Konan other master. He thinks he's buying an Eved. He's really being Konan master, right? It's like sometimes your help in the house all of a sudden seems to be more of the owner in the house than you're the owner of the house. That's exactly the point. Konan Adon, they start feeling at home. But that's the halacha. The Ritva says, on Daf Chav Beis in Tubla from now, Lav Dafka Mamish. You have to give him the same exact piece of challah that you're eating from. It just means he's got to have, you know, a suitable, not bad value. He doesn't have to have the same exact value, but the language of the Rambam in Hilchos Avadim sounds like l'hashvos l'gamrei. Exactly the same. He has to eat from what you eat. And mikan amru, if you buy an Eved Ivri, kakona adon la'atzmo. It's as if he's buying an adon. Okay, so the Chayyuk Shlomo says it's Mida Keneged Mida. You're causing this person to lose his Avdus to Hashem. You think you're going to be an Adon. So that's why he becomes an Adon to you. He becomes an Adon to you. That's the Chayyuk Shlomo here in the back, the Binyan Shlomo. V'yema, the Gemara says, remind me to get back to Tosos. Let's just finish. V'yema hanami linyin nechila v'shasiya. Maybe this only means regarding eating and drinking, we have to be nice with him. So that he doesn't have pain. But maybe we should be machmir on him regarding his redeeming of himself. Meaning we should take the harsher, the higher value. Why? Beit HaRabbi Yosef Bechanina says, and what does he say? He says the next 15 lines. So we're not going to finish this question until we turn the page. So let's go. Where does he say? Because Rabbi Yosef Bechanina is going to tell me that the Eved did something wrong to become an Eved. So why should we be makel on him? The Tanya. Rabbi Yosef Bechanina Omer. Rashi quotes this all out of Torah. Look how stringent doing schora during Schora, during business, during Shvius is, right? Why is it called Avkod only the dust of Shvius? Because real Isurei Shvius, says Rashi and Adam Mepharshim, is the Avodas HaKarka, Harisha and Zriya. Doing business is also Aser, but it's based on an Isur Asay, La'achlev lo l'schora. Not a separate issue. So how do you know it's so bad? Adam knows if it doesn't appear shvius. What's it going to lead to? Lusof mocher es metal to love. It's going to lead him to have to sell his items. Shneimer b'shasa yovat hashuvah yishalach usaso. Right after it speaks about shvius, v'samach levi simkru memkar lamisecha okonomi anamisecha. Next part it says he's going to have to sell his items. Davar nekneim yal liad. Right. So it's all the gemara there, the psukim there, the end of Sefer Vayikra have the smichus aparshius. That's what we're about to darshan. So we have shvius next to selling things. So lo hergish if he doesn't notice by then, he doesn't get the message. Usof mocheres ados. If he's even got to sell his property, shneimer ki amucha chichu machar mechuzaso. Right, and he gets poor, he's going to have to sell from his property. Lobasli Adosh Mochas Beto, then he's gonna have to sell his house. The Chesed Shlomo again in the back says, what's the Mida Keneged Mida? Because what a person who does Avoda, who sells things during Shvius, is basically saying Hashem's not in charge. Right? So you're gonna have to sell everything. You think you're in charge. Shenamar Kimkar by base Moshe Yerchoma. So Maishna Hadagmar just asked a different lashon. Why does it originally say lo hirgish? And then says lo basli ado? Lo Maishna Haslam, the Haslam lo hirgish. Originally says lo hirgish. It means he kind of knows there's such an Aveira, but he doesn't realize it. Well, Maishna Haslam, the Haslam Amr lo basli ado. This second lashon is like, there's no Havamina. It doesn't even come to his hand that there's an Aveira. It's even more removed lashon. Kid Rav Huna, like Rav Huna said, Damar Rav Hamnuna, Rav Huna said, we had this in Yuma. Once a person does an Avera and he repeats it, it becomes a heter to him. Is that really true? It's mutter? It's as if it's mutter. It's as if a person, right? Anytime you do something, the first time, the second time is much easier. It's much easier. That's why he switches the lashon. Bito, and after you have to sell your property, you're going to have to sell your daughter. Even though the daughter is not written in the psukim, but we know a person sells their daughter before they start borrowing money with interest. My time, why? Barti migra of anafka. The daughter is going to have to has 6 years. She's going to make some money, then she's going to go free. It gets less and less. V'ham mosav azla. But ribis does the opposite. Ribis gets worse and worse. It's like a snake bite, the Gemara says. Neshicha, right? Because it's a little bit and it gets more and more. Lobas liyado shalav of ribis. And then the psukim continue and say, you're going to end up having to borrow with ribis. Shnemer v'chimuch achicha matayadu imach. V'samach le'aticha mi'ito v'chulo neshach asarvis. Lobas liyado shalav of azla. Then you have to sell yourself. Shnemer v'chimuch ach is all from the beginning of avak. Shvius. When your brother gets poor and he's sold, lo lecha el lager, not only to you, but to a ger, shenamer lager, v'lo lager tzedek el lager toshav, not only to a Jew, but also to a ger toshav, who keeps some of the mitzvahs, shenamer ger toshav, as the machlokas we've shown him, does a ger toshav keep just Shavim Mitzvah Noach or other mitzvahs, so there's a discussion in the Rishonim. Mishpachas Ger, it also says Mishpachas Ger, Ze Ovid Kochavim, you can be sold to a guy. Shnemar, Ze Ovid Kochavim, then it says, Kshomer Le'eker, it says to Eker to the idol, Ze Nimkara Avod Kochavim Matzma. It's going to be sold even to the idol itself. Question mark. 25 line questions. What's the question? Why are you makel with the values? Shvi Machmir, he did something wrong here to get into the situation. So Gemara answers, Amar Leino, Hasam al Hadri Kra. No, there, the Pasuk repeats it, right? It repeats what? It repeats the fact that you have to have Rachmanis on fellow Jews. The Tani, Devei, Rabbi Yishmael, Holav, Holach Zeh, Nasser Komer, Lavaris Kochavim. Since this guy went off the Derech, Eim Alutchi, Evan Acher, and Ophel, we should throw a stone on him. He fell down, should throw a rock on him? No, you gotta help him out. Tamalomar, Acherinim Kargulat Yelo, even though he sold to a guy, you have to try to redeem him. Echem Echav Yigalena, one of your relatives. The Gemara then asks again. Maybe the point is we're makel on him to try to redeem him, but still, regarding the value, how much is giron, we should go by the more machmer value. Amr of Nachman bar Yitzchak, Shrei Krai Ksivi. No, again, there's two psukim. Ksiv imo rabos bashanim, v'ksiv im ma'at nishar bashanim. If there's a lot of years left, then there's a little years left. V'chiyeshanim rubos v'yeshanim muatos. Are there a lot of years, a little years? There's only 6 years. Right, so what do you mean a lot of years and a little years? Ella, it must mean nisraba kaspo mikasa mignaso nismai kaspo kafishanov. It means the drush, like we said, you always go by the lower value. That's what we darshan from the psukim. The Gemara continues. What do you mean? A lot of years and a little years. Maybe it means out of the six. And if you have a lot of years left, it means 4 out of 6. You've worked 2, you have 4 left. It means you give 4 years left. It means you only have 2 years left. So Gemara asks again, how do you know the pidyon should go by the lower value? Imk nechtav kra imod rabos shanim imat nishar shanim. My bishanim, what's the extra bays? Nishraba kaspo bishanim mikazem begdasu nismai kaspo bishanim kefishanav. So we darshan the base to teach me it's going on the value that he's worth, and you always go by the makel value. One more line. Amar Rav Yosef darshinu Rav Nachman lahani kroy kesinai. And Rav Yosef says, yeah, Rav Nachman had the misora that this is how you darshan the psukim from Harsinai, and therefore you know it is correct. Period. So that line, just one line of the Lidchi Evan Achar Hanofel, it's a big discussion in the postgame. How much do you, if you see somebody going away, how much do you sacrifice to try to be makarif him back? The Shulchan Aruch discusses. The Shulchan Aruch quotes a Trumas Hadeshen. But the Trumas Hadeshen discusses, are you allowed to put somebody in excommunication if you're worried that if he's then excommunicated, he's going to totally throw it all away? Mm-hmm. So the Trumas Hadeshen says, tough luck. If somebody deserves to be excommunicated, you can't change halacha so much that, you know, just to bend over backwards. And the Ramah quotes it in Hilchos, where would you look it up? In Hilchos Nidui, right? Yoradeh, Shin Lama Dalad. Where else would it be? Umanadin Lomishu Chayev Nidui. You can't. If somebody deserves to be excommunicated, you have to excommunicate him. The Pesach Shuvah there quotes Poskim Lakan Lakan, and then he quotes a very important line: Sarach Lamanig Ador Lios Matun Bidvarim Keila Lavi She'ein Kol HaAnashim Shavim VeLo Kol HaAvera Shavos VeYu Kol Ma'isav L'Shem Shemayim. So you got to be there. Every case is different. You have to know exactly what's going on. And then he discusses, what if he has children that he's going to take with him? Does that make a difference? If he's going to lead his children off the derech also? And then he quotes from the Chassam Sofer. He said that maybe deos kozvos are worse. So he discusses different types of averos, people in the mind or people in just the taivas for taiva. Okay, let's continue. So boy mine. Okay, we got to focus now. Boy mine refuna barchina mirav sheshes. Eved ivri nimkar l'avid kochavim nigal l'chasano inu nigal l'chatzon. An eved ivri that is sold to a guy, can he be nigal partially? Meaning, let's say he has enough to pay for half his years. Could he pay right away for half his years, and then he'll only have 3 years left? He'll pay for 3 years right now. Let's say he gets a windfall of a Yerusha right after he becomes an Eved. He'll pay for 3 years, and he'll only have 3 years left. Geulaso, misteachuza. Do you learn it out from steachuza? From when you sold a land of yours? Gamar, masteachuza in nigal chatzon. Just like we're going to see later, a steachuza cannot be nigal halfway. Afhainami, you can't redeem half of it. Afhainami in nigal chatzon. Here too, you can't redeem back half your years. Odilma lekula armina lechumra lo armina. Or they say, no, we darshan it lekula and not lechumra. Meaning, to be makel on him, we will allow him to redeem half his years. We'll see, sometimes it could work out good for him and sometimes not. Amalei, the Gemara, so he answered, Rav Sheshes answers, Amr Hassam. Didn't we say Nimka Kula Velochetsu? Didn't we say earlier on Daf Yud Ches that he is sold and not half of him is sold? Let's say he's worth double than what he stole. So Gemara said he's not sold because you can't sell half of him. So Hanami, Nigal Kula Velochetsu, so we darshan the same thing. He can only redeem all of his years at once and not half. So that's why we say it only works as a whole. Amar Abaya, Imtips Lama Nigal Chatzon. Abaya says, one second, let's get back to the question for a second. Had you said that he could redeem himself half? So Mishkachas Alakula Uluchumra. There are two ways that if he redeems half his years, sometimes it could work out better for him, Lakula, and sometimes it could work out worse. Okay, let's just kind of concentrate on this. It's just not hard, but it's just got to focus. Lakula Zavne Bemeya. Just got to think about the math. Let's say he was sold for 100. He was worth 100 when he was first sold. And right away he says, I want to redeem half my years. So Yav Lechamshin Paga the Dami. He pays 50. And then what happened? V'ashbach. Then he became worth more. In the middle. V'kalamasa. Now he's worth 200. So was he able to redeem half his years or not? So I Amrit Nigal Lachatzon, if he was able to pay half his years, so he paid half his years, he only has 3 years left. But Yav Lemeya. Now he has to give for the second half, another 100, 150 altogether. So we're going to see that in a minute. Vinafik, and then he goes out. He's going to have to pay 150. V'yamrit e nigal lachatzoin, yobli me'ach hamshi vinafik. And if he's not nigal lachatzoin, that he wasn't redeemed at all, so then I'm sorry, I said it the wrong way. This is Lakula. He just has to give another 50 and go out. V'i amrit a nigal lachatzon yovli me'av achamshav nafik. I'll have to give 150. The Gemara just asked what Josh just asked. Amrit nis rabba kasal because of ignasa. What do you mean? You always go by the lower amount value. So just because he's worth more now, it shouldn't make a difference. So Gemara says, kagon to okir v'zol v'okir. What happened? No, he was worth more at the beginning. Then he became worth less in the middle, and then he became worth more again. The halacha of going by the lower amount is only if that was the original, or that's the present. But if it happens in the past, right, so then, if he was worth less, but he's not worth less anymore, so then you cannot go by that amount. So that's a case of lakula, that it would work better for him if it was half. If he's able to redeem himself halfway. Right, if you want to just see the case, Rashi quotes the Oker Vizalva Okir, he originally was worth 200, and then he paid 100, he pays half, and now he's worth 100. And he gives him, V'chashav lakifishanav, V'nasan lo chamishim, I'm sorry, I made a mistake, he paid 50 when he went down. He went 50 when he went down, and then he goes back to be worth 200. So if he could go by half, he only has to pay, right, what's left? Only half. So that's why he only has to pay 100, 150 altogether. But if it wasn't Nigal Lechatzon, then he would have to pay 200. If he paid 50, he'll have to pay another one, 150, 200 altogether. Right, so that's why it would work better if it was half. Mishkachas Lechumra. And what about Lechumra? There's a way that it will work out negative for him. If it works that he pays half, if he's able to be goel half his years, what's the case? Zavni b'masan, he was worth 200. Yoav mea palgi the dummy, and he paid 100. So he took off half his years, paid 100. The ichsa, then he goes down in value. The kamal mea, now he's only worth 100. E amrit nigal lachatzoyin, if you're able to be goel lachatzoyin, so then what? Yoav lechamshiv enafak. So now he still has to take care of half. Now he's worth 100. So he pays another 50. So he paid 100, now he's paying 50, so he paid 150 altogether. V'i amrit ein negal achatzon, but if you say he's not negal achatzon, so then what? So now he's worth 100, so he's only going to have to pay 100 altogether. Hanach meh pikadon inu gabe, the 100 that he gave wasn't considered paying for the redemption, because he can't redeem himself achatzon, the owner is just holding the 100 of his. Yov l'nil even afix, now he says, keep that 100 as my redemption, I'm free. So therefore it works better if he was eino negal achatzon. In that case. So that's why one's a chumer, one's a kul. Period. That's another question that he asked him. That was the math discussion. Now we get back to other lamdas. What if you sell a house in a bati erechoma? Can you redeem back half, get back half your house? You have enough money to buy back half your house. Right? Can you redeem it half back? Gamar, do you learn it out from when you sold a field of yours? Is it the same thing as selling your house in a walled city? Do you say it doesn't work? Or do you say not? Just before we do the next line, it's important to remember different halakas. The halakha is if you sell your house in a walled city, you have 1 year to buy it back. If not, then it stays with the buyer forever. If you sell a field, steachuza, it goes back to you in Yovel automatically. If you are makdish a field, then if you do not redeem it before Yovel, it goes to the Kohanim. Those are the three. Those are my first psukim. You don't need a Gemara for that. My first psukim at the end of Sefer Vayikra. So knowing that, so Amalei, mi b'drashas Rav Shimon Nishma, we can learn the halacha about whether you're allowed to buy back half of your house in a walled city. You learn it out from the following: Shalova v'gol lachatzoyin, that you're allowed to be loved with a goal. You're allowed to borrow money and redeem back lachatzoyin in cases where you are makdish a field. The whole svara that we're about to have is going to be as follows. If there's going to be an eventuality that you're going to lose it forever, then you're going to give you leniencies now, because we don't want you to lose it forever. If you're going to get it back anyway, Yovel, then we're not going to give you any leniencies now. So we're going to say right now, just like by hakdasha, if you're makdish a steachuza, whereas you're going to lose it forever in Yovel, we have leniencies now, so too buy a house in a walled city, because you're going to lose it. If you're not makdash it, don't get it back in a year, we're going to give you kulas now. That's all the Gemara is going to say. The Tanyim, go, Yigal, the Pasuk says, by redeeming a field that you were makdash, Malami, Shalav of a goal, you're allowed to borrow and redeem back the goal of Chatzon and redeem back. Amr Reb Shimon Matam, because Reb Shimon This is Reb Shimon who learns, darshins out reasons for psukim. Darshin on time with the crow, that's the sheet of Reb Shimon. We find when you sell a field, he has great strength. Why? When you sell a field, it always goes back to you in Yovel. And that's why we don't give you any power now. We don't let you borrow money to redeem it. You have to get money yourself. And we don't allow you to redeem it halfway. But Makdish, when you're Makdish a field, that you have worse power later. Because if you didn't redeem it by Yovel, Yosel Kohanim by Yovel, it goes to the Kohanim. So that's why Yafikocha, that we give you more power now, that you're allowed to borrow money and redeem it, and redeem it halfway. So too, Reb Shimon says, we are darshan time of dekra. If you sell a house in a walled city, since your power is lessened in the future, if you don't redeem it within a year, it's going to be lost. So we give you power now, that you're allowed to borrow now and redeem it halfway also, period. Right? That's what we had earlier. If you remember in the past, the buyers used to hide out on the last day so that they wouldn't be found, so that, sorry, you didn't find me, it's my house. And that's why the Mishnah Erechin says they made a takana that you just put the money in Beis Din, and that would be good enough, and that we spoke about Ones B'sofa, B'sofa Zman. You have the whole year to do it. Right? You wait till the last day, maybe it's your fault. Right? So that's a big discussion.
Okay. Well, one question is this, is whether you learn gulasa or not. I mean, is that
whether do you have a misora from your Rebbe to darshan this gzera shava? Or we mentioned that the words are passed down, but the halachas are not passed down. Mm-hmm. So which halacha do you compare it in? So you can still have the gula or the gzera shava, but without the dafka the halacha. Okay, we'll stop here, but then we will continue 9 o'clock tonight. Not tomorrow morning. Tonight, 9 o'clock right here, will be tomorrow morning's daf.